Life Audio.
A Prayer to Keep from Stumbling by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. For you have delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Psalm 56:13. As a child, I was prone to falling. In fact, if there was an opportunity to stumble, you'd find me flat-faced on the ground. I'd trip over rocks, my own pant legs, up flights of stairs, and by simply stepping on the grass. Throughout my childhood, I'd come home with torn, muddy jeans, and I wish I could say that my clumsy ways ended as a child, but no. My most epic fall happened at church about 10 years ago. After attending my second service at the church, I stumbled down a flight of stairs in front of the entire congregation. As everyone gathered around me and prayed for a miracle and that I would be able to walk out of the church unscathed, I laid there writhing in pain. Days later, I was informed that the fall was so severe I'd need metal rods placed in my legs to walk in a stable manner. Needless to say, this fall was one that's going to cost me more than embarrassment. It was costing me my ability to function. And the truth is, the accident with the stairs was preventable. In fact, I hadn't even noticed the stairs. While I should have been focused on walking, my head was completely buried in my phone. Instead of being aware of the obstacles ahead, I was distracted. I firmly believe that many believers find themselves in a similar predicament spiritually. When they least expect it, their choice to give in to distraction becomes their biggest enemy. Our tendency to focus on the lives of others, or be caught up in social media, or overly worry about life's issues, or even our choice to participate in sinful behavior, they all cause us to stumble. Instead of being focused on God's word and allowing Him to chart our path, we allow our poor choices to dictate the world around us. I love the Psalm 119:105 verse that says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." This verse reminds us of the truth that we need the Lord to illuminate our steps. We need Him for every action, interaction, and reaction. Without Him, we're certain to make careless mistakes and fleshly choices that will lead to our own destruction. As Christians, it should be our desire to not just be Christians by name, but also through our lifestyle. We can do this by allowing Him to take the lead and show us how to live each day. When we fail to do so, we'll find ourselves much like the childhood version of myself. Where there's an opportunity to stumble, we will. The Bible says it like this: God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. If we aren't sure what to do or what decision to make, we can call on God, our very present help. He's the one who will keep our feet from stumbling. He is the one who knows all, and He's gracious to give us wisdom if we only ask. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You that You keep my feet from stumbling. You keep me safe and are a very present help. I'm never out of Your reach, and You guide me along straight paths. Lord, teach me how to walk in Your word. Show me how to trust You in the small decisions and in the big ones. Father, if there are any actions or secret sins that are causing me to fall, will You highlight them for me? Lord, give me an open heart to receive Your correction. Show me how to walk in the light of Your love and be a shining example of what it means to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.